All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I just want to invite you to be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you can watch all of the shows that are in the past and all the shows that are coming up so you get notified of all these shows. And it's my deepest wish, desire, and intention to bring forward these wonderful speakers who are sharing their wisdom, their teachings, their processes, their activations, etc., so that we can all thrive in our lives. And today, my dear friend Marlena is back with us. Marlena Johnson, we're going to be talking about easy clearing sessions, freedom from stress and negative entanglements. And so, some of what we're going to talk about is the silent killers of your dreams and life purpose, what that is. We're going to talk about energetic entanglements, how they affect us, the imprints that they leave. We're going to talk about the defense system and psychological warfare. I don't know what that means yet, so we'll find out. Survival mechanism, what is war energy? Shifting out from the energetic entanglements from the past, present, and future. And Marlena will be doing a three-pillar luck activation live on the call today because, as you know, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, right? So for those of you who may not know Marlena, she's been with us many, many times. Always a high vibe call, always lots of fun. She brings a lot of joy. So Magical Marlena, we'll call her, is your prosperity advisor. And she was born with the innate ability to connect and commune with the divine. She walks with the angels, helping thousands of conscious beings manifest the life of their dreams through an array of her golden key energetic processes. And you'll find her speaking on global platforms, hosting her own radio show, producing music, teaching and training individuals and large groups of people daily. And she is the creator of her own universe. Marlena has assisted over 35,000 people worldwide, and she meets them on the level that they are at and elevates them at the speed they are ready to experience. And the goal is to empower them easily to manifest their heart's desires and thrive, living a life of infinite possibilities. So today, like I said, we have a lot that we are going to be talking about, a lot that we're going to be experiencing. We always take live caller questions as well. So, of course, if you do have a question for Marlena, you can raise your hand. So, Marlena, let's get started. So glad you're here.
Oh, it's awesome to be here, Alara. Thank you for inviting me on a Saturday because it's been all week long, like the past couple months. I've been so busy working with other people, hurry up, come on with me, join with me. So, I'm working on my home and other things, and I'm like, oh, I got it. I guess I'm gonna have to see if I can get on with Alara on a Saturday. People that never were able to join me because of work can pop on today. So that was a blessing. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. And then tomorrow, like you said, St. Patrick's Day, I'm thinking luck, right? Everything I do, stems from joy. And the more joy, I always say it, the more joy, the more money, the more joy, the more great, opportunities you have in life, right? A lot of us, we lost our joy. So my mission, I figured it out finally, was to bring back their joy, their inner joy. And it's not looking at, the outside life that they have. Come back into your empowerment state of being. Before we came here, we had a mission, a life purpose. Everybody gets to a point now. And we hear it a lot, what's my purpose? Right? The confusion comes and they go, I'm stuck. And I'm like, you're not stuck. Nobody glued you down. And then I dove deep into that stuckness and I thought, all right, wait a minute. What are they really saying? So I found this triangle online and the whole like chart went up to the top where you achieve everything you ever wanted. And so you're down at the bottom and you're saying, I'm stuck because you want to be at the top when you need to start at the bottom. So I said, well, what's the bottom? And it was the emotions, the belief systems, clearing that subconscious mind. I go, yes, we've been all working on that. What's the next thing? And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm doing both of these. It had to do with your environment, right? That where you're living. And I'm like, oh. So then I went through looking at all that, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And so I went, no wonder why people think they're stuck. They want the top. They want the millionaire lifestyle, like right now, right? And they're down here and they need to clear all that. So then I said, through prayer and meditation, like a couple weeks back, and I'm like, what do you want me to bring that's unique and different and more powerful for the time we're in? And I got easy clearings. And I went, for what? Because you got to ask steps, And it was like, easy clearings, like the freedom from your stress. I'm like, oh yeah, we all need freedom from stress. And then the like negative entanglements, attachments came up. And I'm like, how perfect, right? And the funny thing is, it might be funny, but it's, I'll use the word funny. But yesterday I had to go to the store before a podcast. And when I got in my car, the same song was playing that I really love that was on when I was getting out of my car 4 days ago. And it had to do with dancing. And I'm like, okay. So I get in my car, I'm like, start it up. That song comes on. I'm all right. I'm on my way to the store. A car gets in front of me and it says vibing, something to do with the name of their car. I'm like, oh my goodness. And on the side it said start dancing. And I'm like, I hear you. I'm supposed to start dancing. Okay. So I go to the store and I'm in the parking lot. I see a truck coming through. I couldn't read it all the way. And I'm like, I saw that truck before. And so they wanted me to read that truck. And I came out of the parking lot. I'm on the road to come home. The truck comes across four highways in front of me, has to stop right in front of my car, basically, before it can get to the store it wanted to get to. And this happened to me before. It said, you choose, we deliver. And I was like, I hear you, universe. So what we choose, they will deliver. And I'm laughing to myself, going, oh my God. So I write it down because I'm like, here we go again. It happened, on this date again. And I'm saying, I gotta share it with everyone because what you choose to do, right? It's not what you choose your thinking, but what you choose to actually do, participate in, is what's gonna come to you, right? So what you're focusing on, that energy is coming towards you. So today we want to make a different choice, right? So the first thing that we're talking about here is like the silent killers of our dreams and our life purposes, right? And the silent killers, you can't see them, right? They're subconscious thoughts, memories, emotions, pictures, sound waves, whatever they were, voices, echoing. I'll just call them like karmic echoes, right? From the past. So where do we get them from, right? Our family, our family, and relatives and, ancestors, all that stuff was like embedded in our DNA, embedded in your mind, right? Embedded in their emotions or their thoughts or beliefs were embedded in us. So those things can silently be, attracting good or not so good in our lives. And they could be silently sabotaging us. So I'm calling them silent killers because they're playing like a broken record constantly in your mind. So the ego does not like change. Right, at all. It loves to feel safe, comfortable. So when you say, all right, you have this problem in your life and you're like, I want it to go away. So you do some work and you're still feeling stuck in it and you're like, why? What's going on? Your ego is fighting your change, right? And it's comfortable in your uncomfortableness. That's the way to share that. But when you come out into the light, we'll say, because we were in darkness then. We didn't know nothing. Little babies, little children, teenagers, right? You start to think a little differently. You get to that rebel stage as a teenager. I can't wait to move out, kind of thing. And then you express yourself by screaming back, for the most part, or you stomp your feet, complain, whatever it is. That's just our energy coming back to us a little bit, So that's part of the silent killers, stopping your purpose. So when I was younger, like a little kid, and someone would say, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "A teacher." Look what I'm doing now, right? So I thought a teacher would be going to college and having a classroom. And the universe had a different way of allowing me to do that. And on my mission. So I'm like, okay, stay on your mission. If you get off, they're going to show you the way back, and it's not going to always be easy. So I said, we are all in the universal school of learning and training to get on your mission, right? So when you feel all alone and things like that, stuck, I don't really like stuck. You're not glued down. You have to make that choice, right? You choose, we deliver. Taking action on that, whatever it may be for you. And even if it did not work out before, you don't give up because you're on a mission. The joy killers are trying to kill your joy, trying to kill your purpose, trying to stop you. And you have to say, no way, no one's stopping me. I don't care what happened yesterday or 5 years ago. I'm coming out of that. So that's why we're here today. We're going to come out of that funk. And then
Yeah, I just
I'm going
want
to
to
go
say
over to my
too.
own.
I just want to say too, it's really important to remember to keep going, even in the face of adversity, even if in the face of obstacles and challenges. It's so important to not quit. And there are many times, I've wanted to quit. Absolutely, there's no question. But we're not here to quit. We're here to continue. We're here to do what brings us joy, which makes us happy, as well as our family, our community, et cetera. But we're gonna get pushback, we're gonna get resistance, we're gonna get challenges and lessons, et cetera. But it's about staying firm in our heart, in our vision, and continuing to keep going no matter what.
Exactly. What I did find too, if you feel like, giving up or quitting, okay, if you can't reach out to somebody, because sometimes you get embarrassed to tell them, the ego kicks in, what I find to do is I take a walk, right? Or come back to your center by deep breathing, right? Relaxing. Resting. Sometimes you need to rest for 1 or 2 days. So that might, be different for everyone else. You may have to go to the mountains. You may have to go to a water, stream or whatever it is, a bathtub, fill it up with, your favorite bath
Sometimes,
oils, salts.
Marlena, sometimes you have to yell and scream and cry.
Oh, yes.
You
Oh,
sometimes
yes.
you have to yell and scream and cry to get all that emotional stuff out of your system. You have to yell and scream and let it out. I know people in the spiritual community, et cetera, want to be all nice and say, "Oh yeah, I'm just going to use my crystals. I'm just going to use my oils. I'm just going to take a bath. I'm just going to walk." Yeah. But when it's the heavy duty stuff that you're facing, sometimes crying and screaming is going to help. And even if you're screaming at at God or the creator, they can handle it. But we need to get it out so it doesn't fester and stew in our minds and our emotional body and our mental body, et cetera, right?
Yeah, I've taken some clients through what I call scream therapy, right? And we go way back to the childhood, and we act like they were sitting in a chair right there, that person, right, that did that to you. And some of them were not even aware how angry they were at somebody until I saw it and brought it up. And then they're like, "Yeah, they did this." I go, "Good, let's yell at them." I want you to call them every name you didn't get to call them then. So we went through all that. And then my mom would say to me, go outside in your yard and yell. I go, my neighbors, you know. So you can get in your car and yell if you got a house full of people, you know, scream, yell, whatever you got to do, go for a ride, find a parking lot or whatever, and yell your brains out, right? I find also punching something like a pillow, right? So what I did, and this might sound funny, is I went back to thinking about when we were children. We had this blow up clown thing, and you could punch him, kick him. He would bounce back up after you hit him. I went and bought one at Walmart, and you can kick it, you can kill it, whatever you want to. Take all your frustration out on it. It works. Now, I was yelling probably 4 months ago in here, really loud for hours, screaming, yelling, you son of a whatever, you know, when somebody hacked my business. So I think it was the next day, and I'm not kidding you. My phone rings, and one of my friends calls and goes, what's going on? What's the matter with you? They were being told that I was, you know, hurting. And I'm like, how amazing is the universe to send me someone the next day to support me? And for about 4 years now, I'll get a message, you know, almost every day that says, one day at a time, you know, different little quotes from this person. And it picks my day up. And they seem to always know right when I need to hear that little verse. And I'm like, this is good because I've been giving it to everyone else. And I was not receiving back. Instead, what I was getting was, you know, yelled at by the people I helped get up the ladder. And I'm like, that's going to stop. So I cleared all that. And then I start getting back, you know, testimonials, you know, that person coming into my life, people coming to support what I'm doing. And I never had that before. So I'm like, yes, finally. So, you know, the universe will start showing us these patterns. They come up. And, you know, when they do, sometimes you get like, you know, mad, like we're talking about, or very scared, you know, to share it. Like, I feel like this today, you know, I shouldn't feel like that. I'm, you know, a healer or whatever. You know, I'm a host on a summit. I should always be happy and grateful and joyful and playful, and I should never get upset. No matter what's going on here, right? So we are, you know, dealing with emotions, right? In the physical and the mental. So your heart, right, gets full of that emotion. So, you know, we're going to share it. We're going to let it out. We're going to rock it, okay? You know, take rocket fuel and send it off to outer space, right? Wherever it has to go, let it go. So if you are, you know, frustrated, you're not alone, right? If you're scared, if you're getting these aches and pains lately, you know, because of the solar flares and all these planets and things like that, you're on the right call because we're going to start to energetically disconnect from all that energy. We don't need it. It's not ours. It never was, and it never will be. So you can write that down. This is not mine. I do not allow it. All right. Wherever it came from, I send it back with love, right? Not with anger, you know, with love, gentleness. Just make a mental note like, I choose, right? I choose what I'm going to believe. I choose what I'm going to do. I choose today, and the universe is going to back you up. But you got to take the actions of that choice, okay? Because I can say, oh, I got a goal for a New Year's, right? Whatever it is. Make your vision board and all that. And I'm looking at the vision board and I'm going, vision board, why aren't you working for me? Because you're not doing anything to bring that vision in. You know, I want to write a book. You know, I wrote the title 6 years ago. It's sitting on the shelf. The universe is going, hello down there. You need to write the book. But, you know, that ego mind and those, you know, things that are coming from childhood, you're not good enough. You know, who would read your stuff anyway? Shut up. That stuff's playing out. So it's under all the stuckness that you're feeling. So, in order to get rid of that, we have to clear them negative voices and silence that ego and say, I don't care at all what my mind is saying. Like, I can't afford it. I can't do it. They won't like me. Who wants to listen to me? Shut up. That's what I say to my mind when it's doing that. Shut up. And I talk about something better, So the opposite of that thought that's coming in, whatever that might be, just for instance, you're not good enough. Who would listen to you? I love myself. I listen to myself. People love me, right? So you just start talking out loud. And that thing will be like, what's this? They never talked like that before. You're getting back your power. You're taking back your power. All right. And when you feel angry, anxious, fearful, you're not grounded. Now, in order to get grounded, you don't need to go outside and stand on the grass, right? Put your feet on the floor. I don't care where you are right now. And just say, ground now. Right? Ground now. Sit up very straight, as straight as you can, because we all slouch. Now it's slouch days. And just breathe, ground now. And you just come into your center and you feel peaceful. The anxiety starts to go, the fear starts to go because you're coming back into your body, right? A lot of people are hanging out of their body and they don't feel well. They're not strong. They're, weak. I'm tired, exhausted, drained. Okay. And then I want to go touch on the energetic entanglements, right? How they affect us and the imprints that they have, which follows in with what we're talking about. And I'm going to go onto the screen on my other screen because it's really powerful stuff that I was given, and I don't want to miss it. Okay. So now this thing here. What we're talking about is exactly the psychological effects, right, of experiencing any of the things we've been talking about. Like, if you feel your energy is like maybe entangled, all right, with someone else's energy, and you notice that you're having similar things in your life, all right, so that's one sign. And then another one would be like, somebody's siphoning your energy. You start feeling drained after that person's been in your house, or maybe you had a session with them or anything like that. You feel drained. I go in stores sometimes and I feel drained and I get out of there real quick. Perhaps like you've been tangled up in a family curse, right? You feel cursed, right? And there might be a contract still activating. You'll know. I hear it all the time, right? My family had this curse. It's following me. Can you break it? Yes. All right. Perhaps you feel like you are a failure, okay? Due to having like everything you do just fall apart, right? And maybe after years of doing something, having a good business, a good name, you had to start over, right? So you might feel failure, in your field, and you don't know it. You're just angry that you had to do it, or you're confused. What you feel like underneath that confusion is failure comes up. So we're looking at that. And then the psychological effects of experiencing any of those, leaves an imprint scar, and I'll call it a scar, that can like stop you from everything in your life, so you can't even live your life to the fullest. And, believe me, I know, because my whole life I was told I was a mistake, that I never amount to anything, and I was physically abused and mentally tormented, right? So I got severe depression, which it actually led me to struggle for friends, struggle for love. Well, everything in my life, I was struggling. It had me working dead-end jobs at minimum wage, and I found myself married to a very abusive man who actually tried to kill me. All right. So, and the friends that I had turned out to be what I call frenemies, all right? Takers, backstabbers. They were using me to basically get whatever I had, Okay. And then they would dump me like, real quickly, like, we don't need you now. So, but I thought that was all normal because, after all, I learned it from my parents, right? And that was basically who they taught me that I was and that what I was worth, So the one
So
day
I was
I
just gonna
got.
say, Marlena. I was just gonna say, so if you can resonate, or if you relate to, or can resonate with some of the stories that Marlena is sharing with us, then you definitely want to pay attention to your energy, your emotions, your beliefs, your thoughts, your patterns, right?
Definitely. So the one day, when my husband, he was my husband at the time, he was cheating. And I knew it before, anything. So anyway, I even knew her name. I told him. He freaked out. He turned 10 colors of pink. But I'm like, how is she? And I named her the minute he woke up because of my intuition gifts, right? I know things that most people would be like, oh my goodness, they get scared. But that's the gift I've been given. So when he said, you're going to put up with me the way I am, I said, no, I'm not. And that was the first time I had an awakening to no way, right? Enough is enough. Because I was actually living the life of my mother over and over, named the same name. So you know what I mean? The vibration. And I go, that's enough. I'm not tolerating this. So when I did that, I felt stronger. And it blew his mind because he was always able to control me. She'll do what I want. I'll never come home and she'll wait. And I used to do that because that's what I thought. I'm supposed to do this. I'm not worth anything. I just have to take the love that shows up, even if it's crappy. So it wasn't fun, right? But I was learning, number one, to forgive and let it go. And move forward and don't look back. So I just, that was like part of my healing journey. And then I said, I have a purpose, number one. And I felt like I got to get on my purpose and get rid of this nasty person. So, I said, I am highly gifted and I know it. And I just started getting angels showing up. Physical angels, I've shared that many times. I said, I want my joy. You're not taking my joy. I don't care, what, energies you're bringing with you, but you can leave with them and leave in my joy here. So, joy is my gift, right? To me, joy is precious. That's my precious gift. I'm like, you're not taking my joy. I don't care who you are, what you want to do, what you want to say. My joy stays with me inside. I can laugh when I should have been crying. I'm like, it's a gift. Forgiveness comes like, boom, let it go. Other people are entangled in anger, right? Or that he did that, she did that kind of thing. And so we want to work on that, So that was the biggest thing that I experienced. And I'm like, that has to be shared. It's not easy to share some of that stuff that you went through, right? And the imprints that it left on me from that abuse of, we took the pill. You shouldn't be here. You were a mistake. You'll never amount to nothing. Shut up. And when I had this empowerment, these downloads coming into me, they said, get on and make a video. I'm like, video? What's that? So, years ago, I got put on a podium, basically, YouTube video, make a video. I'm like, what's that? So my daughter helped me. And that's where it all began. And then I started making videos. They'd tell me, and next I was on podcasts or summits. I'm like, hey, TV shows, radios were calling me. I'm like, wow, this is funny because my family said, shut up. But the universe said, speak up. Right? So, I was like, oh, I'm just like shifting right out of it. It wasn't like I had to do any work, really, just take action. When you hear that thing, write your book, write it. Don't matter. Just start writing it, because your mind's going to say, you know, you're not good enough, or whatever was playing in there. You know, go to school, but those thoughts come in, you know. So we're going to override that stuff one way or another. Okay. We're not giving up, and we're not going to let that negative voice torment us anymore. Okay. Now we all basically have a defense system in us, right? To fight for what's ours, to stand in your power and use your voice, yes or no. Open your throat chakra and say no, right? Or yes. And the universe will back your no. It'll back your yes. All right. So the psychological warfare is what I call it. When you are doing your mission, your purpose, your enjoy, you're full of energy, you're healthy, you're vibrant, you're radiant. Ah, and that entity, you know, entities show up and they start attacking you up. Well, it's psychological warfare. It's like they're coming at you at a psychological level and they're saying, we had you before, you know, and they start feeding you that negative vocal junk, and people will start showing up too and dragging you down some way or another. Something will show up. And they want your joy. They want your joy. Don't give them your joy. Nobody's worth your joy. Nobody's worth your peace. Go away. Shut up. All right. Hang up your phone. Get off the news. Anything like that. Right. So psychologically, they try and bring it in. All right. It could be in one way or another. Negative songs, turn them off. Negative voices, your own voice. Right. This was something that came to me the other day, was like, just imagine if you were a multimillionaire, right? How would you talk to yourself? Right? I feel great. I'm awesome. I'm a multimillionaire, right? So that was brought to me, like, how would you treat yourself? How would you dress? How would you act? Who would you hang out with, right? What would you have a conversation about, right? Good stuff, right? Positive things. So what are we doing to ourselves when we're saying, I'm stuck, I'm no good, they said so, you know? And that was brought to me, and I'm like, oh, I get it now, right? So think of yourself now as that millionaire vibration, right? Choose it now. I choose now to be that high vibrating vehicle here, right? Because you're a vehicle, really. You're going places. You might not have wheels and a battery, but you're going places. Your energy's going places, right? Your thoughts and feelings, emotions are going places. Where are they going? What are you bringing back when you go to that energetic store you go to, right? It's an energetic store, I'm going to call it. There's all kinds of items and people and, you know, gifts and blessings and things, right? So when you're talking negative, thinking negative, acting negative, all that stuff, when you're buying into the past, you're bringing home that junk again. It's cluttering your mind. It's cluttering your heart. It's cluttering your energy field. Makes me want to cry. Try not to. But does anybody like here feel, you know, any of this energy like it was in your life? Is this something that you're battling with? You know, that's one of the things. You can type it in, or you can raise your little hand there. Alara, tell them how to raise their hand, because I'm in another atmosphere right now.
And people are raising their hand to ask a question. So if you're going to ask them to raise their hand just to say yes, that'll get confusing. So only raise your hand if you have a question for Marlena, okay? Otherwise, I'm going to go to you in a minute, in a few minutes, and then you'll be like, I don't have a question.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, no, type it in the chat. They can do that. And then, like, I want to talk about that survival mechanism. Every one of us, and animals too, have the gift inside of us to survive, right? So the fear they've been putting, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going any further with that. All right. We will survive. You will survive. All right. No matter what has happened in your life, you made it this far. Doesn't matter how you made it through, you got to here. You're still here. You have something more to do. You know how to survive. Even when the chips are down. Even when there's not enough of whatever. You feel there's not enough, right? That's why there's not enough. So we want to break free from that, right? There is more than enough of whatever it is to go around. I want you to write that down. There's more than enough of whatever that is that you don't feel there's enough, right? It might be water. It might be food. It might be money. It might be friends. It might be income opportunities, jobs, whatever that is. Because that's part of your ego and the sabotaging they were doing to us without us knowing is silent, right? Write it down. There's more than enough of this for me. Thank your universe, right? Always thank them, right? And I found another thing. When something comes up, just say, a pain in my body. Oh, thank you for showing up. Now I can heal you, right? Someone wants to fight with me. Thank you for showing up. Now I can heal that part in me that drew that argumental person to me, that energy to me. You know what I mean? People forget to thank and be grateful, even for that, what we want to call negative stuff, because it's actually working out for our good. So negative things that happen, they're not so wonderful feeling. I can say that they leave that emotion, right? And the stress and trauma. So we're going to heal the stress and the trauma, all right, of this all. So the war, you know, war energy, I call it this. This is my stuff. War energy. So it's a like an energetic entanglement to the past, the present, and the future. So we're at war between the dark and the light. We know this, okay? So, you know, it's an energetic war. It really is. You can't see it, but you can feel it. You hear it and you feel it, right? Sometimes you might say, you know, I feel like I'm in a war, right? I'm trying to get to this point, but something's stopping me. What is it? Why is it, right? Why me? Ever ask yourself, like, why me? Why does it keep happening to me? I'm tired of it. Now stop it, right? You get that anger about that. It's great to have that anger about now stop it. I've had it. I'm done. I screamed, enough is enough, really loud one day. And that's when my body went whoop right back in. My body filled right up with me when I took the power back. Enough is enough, right? So talking about that, when I even say it again, I feel my body just building itself up, getting back its empowerment, right? So take a stand against that war that's going on in your mind. First of all, it's inside you, right? It's a pulling, like, we want you to stay stuck here. And you're like, no, I want to go here. And it's a war between the dark and light sides of you, right? The past, the karma. So, you know, like karmic echoes. I seen one of your calls recently about karma, clearing it. I thought, how wonderful. Everybody needs to clear. But, you know, karma can play out in good or not so good, right? So clearing all that, working on it is an awesome thing. It's a gift. And it's amazing to me that we are at this point right now where all things are possible and they happen quickly. No more waiting
right
so
on.
Much. They happen quick, quickly, quickly.
Right.
So is the animal jumping up and joining us?
Yeah, he's feeling restless. Now he's under my chair, so I cannot move. So do you want to take some questions, Marlena, see where everyone's at?
Yeah.
See what help they inquire.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
And then we can go back to other stuff. All right, so Linda, you want to unmute yourself? You've had your hand raised for quite a while now. Your
Hi,
voice is not too bad
so nice
today.
to talk to you. I love your backdrop. Hello,
The
can you hear
beach,
me?
the beach, yeah, the beach and
I
the
can hear
waves.
you.
Yes, it's gorgeous.
Hi,
Is that
Sal,
where
isn't
you
it
live?
awesome?
Is
Well,
that where you
yes.
live? Wow. Okay,
Yes.
I didn't know if you were outside or inside. You look like you're inside, but that looks like right there.
I'm inside, and the amazing thing is, I don't know. I went on my Zoom and came in on Alara's thing, and that's what popped up. I'm like, oh, awesome, the beach. Let me be at the beach then. Yeah, so I'm about 10 minutes from a beach. It's small but powerful for me.
It is. It's gorgeous.
And
Okay.
yes.
So my question is, what needs to be adjusted so that my frequency ch shifts to bring in greater abundance?
Aren't we all there? To
Well,
bring in
yeah, but
abundance, right? Right. Abundance of what? Right?
money,
Right.
financial
So,
opportunities.
okay, good for you. We're proud of you. All
Thank
right.
you.
So, right now, because of the consciousness here, right,
Yes.
of the world at this point, it's got
Yes.
everybody believing something not true, okay? I'm not even going to repeat it because it's not the truth. So what are you doing, Linda, for yourself, right? Not
What
for
am
anyone else, for you. For
I?
you.
I've done some
To make,
investing.
okay. Now, for you specifically, to make you feel wealthy. What are you doing for you?
Well, I've
Without
invested.
talking about the exterior.
I know. I've invested in many programs and tried
Okay.
to really improve myself in many ways. I haven't seen an increase in my abundance. That's when you put it that way.
I gotcha. All right. So inside you, right?
Yes.
Inside you
Yes.
is where it is. It's not in an investment. It's not in, what you did on the outside exterior. It's in you that's stopping this flow. Okay. That's what we're
Okay.
talking about today. The inside of you, right? So
Yes.
inside of you, when I look at your energy, there is fear, worry, confusion. Okay. There is also, where's that? Right side, in the stomach, in the right side, you have an attachment.
Oh.
All right. All right. So that's attached to a person.
Okay.
And a counter, it's a counter belief. Okay.
Okay.
So we'd have to dig in that in a session to clear that thing because it's rooted pretty good. But like I said earlier, don't give up. All right.
Okay.
Let me see. Now your feet, right? Your
Yeah.
feet have taken you places in life, right?
Oh, yes.
I want you to change. I want you to do yourself a favor. This is for you.
Okay.
Pink shoes, pink sneakers.
Okay.
Sounds weird. Find yourself the most comfortable, luxurious pink sneakers.
Okay.
And when you feel that, why isn't it happening to me? Put them sneakers on. Walk around the house.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
All right, that's just one gift for today for you, Linda. And
Thank you, Marlene.
I hope to speak with you one-on-one privately because that's very important to remove that thing so everything from the inside of you will shift and it will be your experience on the outside, right?
Thank you. You are a blessing.
Now, how are you feeling right now?
Well, at least I have an idea of what I need to shift. So that is a real blessing. So thank you.
All right. So, yeah, because we don't want you, stuck in fear and confusion.
Yeah. Well, I don't either.
Awesome. There's no confusion. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Marla.
Linda, by the way, I also have pink sneakers.
Do you too, Alara?
Awesome.
I do.
There's Alara. Alara's at the beach with me now. I love it. Thank you.
I decided, oh my goodness, why don't I go to the beach too?
Woo!
I love you
great?
Both.
Look
Thank
at
you
that.
Very much. Thanks for calling.
You're so welcome, Linda.
Bye, honeys.
Thank you, Linda.
Oh,
bye for now. We're going to go to L. I'm going to go with L. That's what I see.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Dear Alara. Good to see you. It was long time. I love you.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Thank you for bringing Marlene. I love you, Marlene. Thank you so much for all the good work. And I feel you when you said that they stole your identity, your website, which it happened to me about 10, 15 years mm-hmm. ago. And I gave up because if a healer steals your identity or your work, I don't understand what kind of place it is. But anyway, thanks God, I'm doing better as far as physical, but I'm going through a lot right now. I'm taking care of my father who has stroke and cannot move, and my schizophrenic brother, which always is a problem. Now, the thing is, I'm still craving for my own power. There is something block on the solar plexus. And there are people who send even relatives who are jealous, sending not good energies to block. And for example, there is I'm my parents, they have a small apartment which I've been trying to rent it for the past year, and it's in Israel. I had hard time, and also I had a small amount of money for investment which I wanted to have to buy my own place, which they filed bankruptcy and they didn't give anything yet, my money back to me, and I'm going through a lot. So I need help
right
as whatever you can do right now, I appreciate.
Yeah, so first of all, you're shaking.
Yeah.
From the inside out. Yeah, so inside you got tremors. And it's understandable. Okay. So
also, Marlene,
you can hear it in.
Also, I'm very afraid of witchcrafts and those kind of shitty things. I'm sorry to say
mm-hmm.
that. And
sorry.
That's the only thing that I'm afraid of, because it happened to me many, many times since I was at birth.
Okay, so first of all, you are taking on burdens, okay? Family burdens, right? Heavy energy.
Yes.
Stress, right? Okay, so when you're in that, right? Energy, feeling lack, right? No joy, there's no peace, right? That's what you get more of. So are you willing right now to play a little game with me?
Yes.
Right? Play a little game, right? Because your mind, all that story you just spilled out, I'm going to ask the angels to come and sweep it out, sweep it out, sweep it out of everybody's mind and heart and spirit and auric field and energy centers. Clear now. All right. Clear it out of your mind, off of your throat, out of your throat, out of your heart. Okay. So I want you to play this game right now. All right. No matter what has happened, that's over.
No matter what has
Would you,
happened, it's over.
no matter what has happened, it's over.
No
Would you
matter
agree
what,
with me with that?
yes.
Okay. So, all
You
right.
know,
So inside of you, there's.
but still there is a fear. They put a fear in me, so
I
I
get it.
cannot move, not to do things.
Right, so let's stop saying that.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so we're gonna play a game, right? Number one with you. Okay, we have to. So, no matter what happened, I want you to say this right now. I mean it. No matter what happened yesterday,
No matter what happened yesterday,
I'm not taking it with me today.
I'm not taking it with me today.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. No more.
I am in my power.
I am in my power. I am that I am that I am.
Very good. Now, I am
I am.
powerful.
I am powerful.
What I say goes.
What I say goes.
Nobody
Nobody.
can take my strength.
Nobody can take my strength.
Nobody can steal my joy.
Nobody can steal my joy or take my joy away from
I,
me.
right, I command.
I command.
My joy
I command my joy and passion
to come back to come back to me now.
to come back to me now and always.
No one can do witchcraft against me.
No one has allowed to do any witchcraft against me.
Nobody can do witchcraft against me.
Nobody can do witchcraft against me.
It bounces back to them.
It bounces back to them.
Now, how are you feeling?
Oh God, thank you.
You're going to have to listen to this replay about 20 times.
Okay.
So, whatever time we're at right now in this call, I want you to come back and listen again and again and again and say it out loud and mean it. All right? I want
I
you to
know.
keep repeating. You'll hear yourself how negative. Okay? And that's what you were bringing in. Okay. So, the second part of what you're going through, if you cannot get a session with me, all right, at least invest in package A that I'm going to offer. Okay, it's going to not only help you, but those in that house.
You know, it's not
Right?
just investing, it's at the time. I don't even have time, you know, but I do my best.
Right. Right. So in the house where you're taking care of a sick person, two sick people.
Yeah.
All right. The one thing in it is a healing bowl session. Just play it, just turn it on. All right. It's going to do a lot of clearing there. Okay. Now I want you to open windows. I want you to start cleaning the space up, brightening it up, turning lights on, right? Talking to yourself better. All right. Thinking
Yes.
better thoughts about yourself, your life, other people. All right. When your mind wanders to a negative thought about somebody doing this, they can't do that. I love them. Right. They love me. Right. Because the past, right? That's that warfare I'm talking about, the light, the dark. It wants to steal your joy, which it has done. So we're bringing you back from that darkness, from that weakness into this empowerment. Now, as soon as you get the message, all right, inside of you, it's by taking action forward, talking better about yourself, your life, like we just did a little bit. The exterior of your life will change. People will leave that shouldn't be there. Thoughts will leave. Things will start coming in. Money will start coming back. Maybe in a different way. Don't worry about it. Just allow it in, right? So remember that you're precious, all right? The universe loves you. God loves you. Angels love you. We love you, all right?
Yes.
And now you need to love you.
Yes. And I love you, and I love all of you. One more question. With all the things that are happening through the whole world, it feels like something worse than Satan, like AI.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what
yeah,
should
we know,
we do?
Right.
Everything.
Well, we're gonna move. We've been going through this since beginning of time, really, right? Upgrading and this and that, different financial stuff. You know, they traded rocks before, right? Then we came into gold, silver, you know, things like that. Then it went into money, and you know, who knows, who cares what it's going into. We don't focus on that. We focus on what's going on inside of us, not what's going on the news, not what you're reading online. What's happening in you? You're not a robot, right? But yes, robots are gonna, you know, come in. They've been coming in for years, right? The TV, the telephone, the radio, all
no,
that
I
stuff
mean
is robotic.
Even the president, even all these people, they are not real human.
I think
know,
you
so
have
just
enough
let it go.
Other stuff to work on right now.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry
right.
about that.
Thank you so much. And God bless
right.
you
You're welcome.
With all good.
Thank
you so much, Alara. Thank you. I love you, Marlene. Thank you so much. God bless you with all good.
Thank you. Bless you as well.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so Carol, you want to unmute yourself? We're not going to be able to get to everybody, I don't think, but we'll try, okay? We still have a process too that we want to do, and we want to talk about the packages
right.
as well.
Oh my goodness. I was like, oh, I hope she doesn't call me after that call. It was a great call. There is a lot there. I feel so small even asking my question.
Don't worry, just ask away.
Hi, Helena. It's so nice. Thank you for taking my call. I have been working out a lot of things, and I feel very blessed. I mean, I have abundance, I have joy in my life, but my question is, I'm wondering if there's something, some entanglement or some fragment of my soul, my higher self, because I haven't not been able to connect, and I've been working on this every day, and it seems something's holding me back. It's just like, I know I have to clean my house. I mean, you know, get rid of clutter and all that stuff. That's really important. But every day I tell myself, but it's like every day it, you know, maybe a little piece gets done and that's it. And I'm getting healthier. I'm getting more active. I'm going, you know, I can't go out a lot in the sun, but it's like when I can or what I can do, I do. To get in touch with Mother Nature, but there seems to be some kind of entanglement or block or fragment or something. Do you see anything?
Yeah, the thing that pops up is it's near your shoulder, but yeah, there's a belief in you that why would God love me?
Yeah, I do.
Right?
I tell myself every day I'm enough. I know I don't, with everything that's happened to me,
I know,
could relate a lot
but
to what
a
you were
belief,
talking about.
There's a belief there why you can't connect to your higher self kind of thing. And it's, you know, basically going in into your crown chakra a lot, right? And then it goes right into your shoulder. So it kind of weighs you down on one side. It's like, ugh, you can't get balanced. You don't feel balanced. So that's a disharmony, right? So it's
yes.
a relationship issue. It's a relationship issue. Mother, father. All right. Don't worry about it, Carol. Don't let it bog you down and make you feel less, you know, less than you, less important than you really are. Because, you know, I'm going to say this word. I don't care if people believe in God, universe, but God loves you just as you are. Right. He put you down here for a reason. You're still here. Right.
Yeah.
He's got a purpose for you. And he just wants you to know that he loves you, and there's no, nothing that can stop him from loving you. Now, somebody told you opposite
Yeah, a lot
somewhere,
of times.
sometime. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. So, see, I'm so intuitive. I can pick up light speed. So, when we look at that, energy, it's not true. We know it's not true. So, inside
Yeah.
you, there's this war, tug of war. Tug of war, why do I feel out of balance? Because of this. So we find what it is, right? And we clear that stuff when we work on our programming in our subconscious mind. So stay tuned, Carol, because you're about to get a out of a bumpy ride, we're gonna call it.
That's
Right?
good.
Into a different kind of ride, okay? It's been bumpy
Okay.
for you. I see that, right? It's been bumpy.
Yes.
But you made it this far, So
I keep plugging every
congratulations.
day.
Thank you. Well, you're
Yeah.
plugged in.
Awesome. Thank you,
Thank
Carol. And
you.
like you're doing the work, so keep doing the work. It'll shift, and then of course, like Marlena says, stay tuned for the process that she's gonna do, okay?
Okay, thank you. Love you.
Awesome. Thank you. Love you. Okay, so we have a few more people with their hands raised, but I just want to talk about the packages, then we'll come back to you, Monica and Tanya. Okay, so give me one second. I'm just gonna talk with the packages quickly, and then we'll come back. I feel like I'm doing something wrong, but no, I'm not. Okay. All right, so you should be able to now see the screen. Oops. Oh. Hopefully you can still see the screen. So there's two packages that
Yeah, we
Marlena is
can.
offering. You can't? You
No,
can't
I
see the
can. I
screen?
just turned off my. No, I can see it. I turned off my camera while we do this part.
Okay. All right. Okay. So package A is $57 and package B is $247. So I'm going to ask Marlena to talk about the two packages, the freedom from stress and negative entanglements. I'm just
All
going
right,
to scroll
so
down here a little bit to get to the
yeah,
packages.
just
So
scroll up to the packages.
this is package A.
Yes, I made package A so everyone can, be able to grab it. All right, so what I put together is easy clearing. They're real simple. The first one though, that's in there is the metal healing bowl session that I was talking about. It's going to clear your entire energy field, right? It's going to start removing all the negative and toxic energy, the attachments, the spirits that might be there, any cords on all levels, right? So as the energy is shifting, you just sit there and allow and let go. You can sleep with it. You know what I mean? You can sit anywhere and let it play. You can be doing your dishes or cleaning your house. Let it play. You got sick people in your house. Any of that energy you feel that's not right, out of balance, whatever, just let that play. And then what I put together, anybody can do the real quick, they're 3 minute, okay? 3 minute manifestations, okay? Real quick. And what I like about these, doesn't matter where you are, right? So the first one is to get grounded, centered, and aligned, right? You need that every day. All right, it's real quick. I'm working with you. 3 minute next one is I'm the vibrational match. All right, so whatever it is, right, that you're searching for in your life, you're the vibrational match. When you start listening to this every day, wow, what an experience your life is gonna have. All right, 3 minute
Go
manifestations.
me.
I'm receiving money right now.
I
Right,
talked with my
those in
brother.
here, we talked to. We talked to a couple of them. I am receiving money right now, right? So when you listen to that, do these in order, okay? I am finally living the life of my dreams. Imagine programming your mind with this stuff every day. This is the best day of my life, right? The next one, 3 minutes. I am at my absolute best. So regardless of what that negative voice has been, you're going to override that in 3 minutes flat. Right. So the first thing every day, get grounded, centered, and aligned in 3 minutes, where you can do it anywhere, even if you're in your car, right? That's the good part about this. I made it simple. You can take it anywhere you want to. It's awesome. So that's package A. And I priced it at $57. So everyone can invest $57, right? In themselves.
Absolutely.
It's very important. It's very important. So in package B, we get everything in package A, of course. All right. All the videos and recordings are going to be in there. So in package B, I made a second video here. So what that one is for your stress levels, right? Relaxation music. And guess where we're at? We're at the beach when we do it. I love it. And then with that, we're going to have 16 healing tracks. Okay. Now, these are going to help to shift your mind into a brand new, healthy, wealthy reality, okay, where you're receiving and allowing with great ease. So we're going to remove, easily remove blocks to having positive results in your life. We're going to remove and break negative patterns. We're going to restore your energy so you can actually manifest good things. We're going to do a whole body wash. We're going to become the energy of peace, which we all need. And this one is probably one of somebody's favorites here, but the mantra music to remove bad karma, where you're not even doing nothing. The music's doing it. It's great. I love it. And then from my mind music collection, number 20 was here's to your freedom from entities, you know, attachments, demons, ghosts, whatever you call them. All right. And you can play it anywhere to remove entities, even in a hotel room, right? A party that you're at, turn it on low. You might be at your job and you feel them there, right? You know, play it on low. All right. This second one I put in as a bonus track, I did it with my friend. He has this really strong machine. So everything you say or he move or something, he was yelling at some spirits doing it. You'll hear that in there, but it's so powerful, the sound in it, that you might feel like, you know, energy leaving you, right? Or you might hear some noises in your house because there was some in there and they're going to be gone. Okay. So that's the thing I want you to, you know, notice. And then I made a track for you to clear the room of negative energy, any room you're in. If you feel there's negative energy, turn it on and walk away, whatever. There's mind music. People ask me to put it in to clear your allergies, right? Seasonal allergies or whatever they are. The next one is to clear your physical pain. All right. Here's to your pain leaving. Here's to your healthy gut. Okay. That's very important. And then eyesight healing. All right. That's in there. Miraculous manifestations, my perfect place in life. Allow these things to play. There's a 30-minute private session that I added in here. You know, wonderful for anyone who wants to, you know, go even further and work with me one-on-one privately. Awesome. We had many things happening and there's bonuses for you. All right. And I actually created the last one last week. So it was awesome. Shifting your mindset, which we've been talking about. But the next one is removing the inner conflict. So it's a guided meditation, which is absolutely beautiful, where you're going to journey with me into my healing room. So this is a power-packed package, right? So there's a lot of different testimonials, right? A lot of different testimonials people can read through. Their back pain's gone. Their insomnia is gone. Their dog, you know, one of their dogs came, you know, got rid of an entity and, you know, was actually alive when the other dog passed away. So Chris there, he was awesome. You know, lived in a condo, so there was negative energy there. But he said there was, you know, some energy that he could see attacking his animal, and the vet could not see anything when the dog passed away. There was no reason for it. So the puppy started having the same issue. So he screamed, you know, and came to me at midnight, and I took his call. and showed him how to clear the energy out of there. He started playing the tracks that are included here. And the other dog suddenly started playing again when he was dying too. So the neighbor noticed it. It's just amazing stuff happens. Nursing homes, you know, people were screaming, you ever go in a nursing home? You know, so the orderlies got a hold of me. I gave them this package here with the soundtracks, and they started playing them in the hall, and everybody went to bed and went to sleep. There was no more screaming on his hall, you know, less stress, everybody. Thank you. So less stress is my thing here, right? Feeling liberated, right? They were in a negative cycle, right? All of a sudden, the inherited issues are gone. The back pain's gone. So insomnia is gone. You know, poverty left the building, I'll say. So,
nice.
Yeah, this is powerful.
Yeah, so just to recap, package A and package B, please do see which one resonates. And of course, if you can't get package B, at least get package A for $57. Package B is $247. There is a payment plan available for package B. And of course, if you are an Inner Circle member, please do use your gift code as well. All right, so wonderful package, Marlena, and I'm sure a lot of folks will take advantage of this at this time, because you know what, it's time for change, right? It's time for change, and we can have a different reality than what we've been living. Let me just go back here, please. So I know that we want to do a process, but I promised Monica and Tanya that we would take their quick questions. Okay, so Monica, you want to unmute yourself?
Hi, thank you, Alara. Molly, I'm asking because I'm going through massive change. I've been the caretaker of my oldest brother for 40-something years now. And he's going to be going into a nursing home. There's just a lot of things going on right that. And I'm trying to relieve myself of the responsibility, you know, because there's no other family members involved. They never was involved. And they only get involved when they stir the pot on the monetarily, on his money, you know, and make accusations and so on. I'm told that I can't down until someone steps in, and I'm being told there's shortages of guardianships right now, guardians. So I'm looking for a chance to relieve myself of this.
Of the burden, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I love him. That's not it. It's just everything that comes with it. You know, I'm just letting go of people left and right. I'm going through massive change. I don't know if it's the black night of the soul, but I'm going through massive. And I'm trying.
Sad. You know, when you first talked it, three words, I got there's a lot of sadness in you, okay? And it's okay. It's okay to be sad about all the losses and all the changes. You know, last year I had that, and I know what it is now, okay? So you are in a cycle in your life right now, okay, where changes are going to happen. Endings are going to happen, all right? And that happened to me, so... where I lost my, you know, different business. I had to change. I had to do, you know, friends, you know, things like that. So it's all good, because when you have that, it's the universe doing a cleaning, a cleansing, a purification, and getting you ready for the next step, which I call freedom from that heaviness. So are you in agreement right now with me that, everything is working out for you right now?
It is, for whatever the divine has in store for the plan. It's working out. I'm working on stepping into my mission. I was told I'm on my...
So, all right. So let's do one thing with you right now, okay?
Well, thank you.
All right. So Monica... All right, we're talking with Monica, universe and angels that are associated with her, her supporters and guides. Now I'm calling you down into her life. She needs backup here. All right. She needs relief right now. Okay. So Monica is a very joyful being. All right. And right now she doesn't feel very joyful. So that heavy energy that's all over her from other people's junk. All right. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to come in and whisk it away right now. Lift it off of her right now. I command that heavy energy off of Monica now and out of her entire environment right now where she is. Lift it off of her mind, her heart, and her spirit, and out of her soul. All right? And Monica, say, I am joyful.
I am joyful.
All right. Say it again. I am joyful.
I am joyful.
All right, one more. I am joyful.
I am joyful.
All right, activate that now inside of her mind, her heart, her spirit, and her soul. And let's get back in your body. All right, so uncross your hands and your feet now, please. Put your feet on the floor. All right, close your eyes real quick. I call myself back to me.
I call myself back to me.
All right, I'm going to pull your energy right back into your body. All right, and where it was scattered, clear now. Embody your body right now. You're okay to live in your body. It's okay to be in there. It's great. It's comfortable. It's safe in there. Stay in there. So how do you feel right now?
I feel okay. I thank you.
All right. I want you to feel better than that. I feel awesome.
I feel awesome.
I am happy and grateful.
I am happy and grateful.
And I embody that energy.
And I embody that energy.
And I'm staying in that awesome energy vibration.
And I'm staying in that awesome vibration. Awesome. I didn't catch that.
Energy. I'm in my awesome.
I'm in my
energy
awesome
vibration.
Vibration.
And I'm staying in that vibration.
And I'm staying in that vibration.
There you go. Right. Enough is enough for that old junk. Okay.
Oh, I'm
so
crying.
Let us know. Yeah, let us know, like, you can tell Alara, you know, at some time, like, how it starts working out for you this week.
Well, thank you very kindly.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, Monica. And keep saying that over and over again, okay? And, of course, go back and watch once the video is out, okay?
I will. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, Tanya, you want to, okay, you already unmuted. Tanya, you have a question for Marlena?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
So, like, I had a kidney transplant 2 years ago, and I'm very grateful because I could have died, but I got a very good kidney as well, and everything has been well, like, medically, like, no rejection, but I feel very uncomfortable in my body, like, something is constantly moving. It's just very weird, like, for 2 years now. A lot of internal discomfort, and it's not where my new kidney, it's mostly, like, my old kidneys. And that was hereditary polycystic kidney disease that caused the failure and stomach area. Can you see if there is anything weird inside my body that was in the movement?
Okay, so could you catch all that, Alara?
I got a little bit. I think it has something to do with kidneys, but not rejection, but it feels weird. I don't know. It was choppy.
I was choppy. Yes.
Yeah, the connection is not that great.
Oh, I'm sorry, should I repeat?
What is it about the kidneys and you want to see how, I don't know. I think you might have to repeat it quickly, like a short piece, because it was hard to get.
Yeah, it's an internal discomfort, mostly in the area of my original kidneys that failed due to hereditary polycystic kidney disease and my stomach area.
Okay, so the at the original location of her kidneys, there's some discomfort. Now, I want to say right now, we are not doctors here. We're not medical intuitives. Exactly. So whatever information she gets, it's just what she gets intuitively. It has, you know, go always go see a doctor, please.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so the kidneys, okay, relates to being peed off. All right? I'll use it nicely.
Angry, mad. Wow.
Thank you.
She didn't get
right,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Pissed off, angry, right? Mad, so, frustrated.
Right. That has to do with that. Now, water, right? Water energy, the kidneys. All right. Whatever happened there, we don't know. It doesn't matter. But right now, inside you, see, the kidneys were removed, replaced, but the emotions still there.
Replaced. I still have my original kidneys. And I have a new kidney.
Okay, well.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let's do this, right? You are still embodying in that area the energy and emotions of being pissed off at somebody at some point in time. It may be more than one. It may be yourself. It may be God. It may be your mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin, old boss, old boyfriend, whatever. Okay? That's where you need to focus, getting that anger. Okay? And forgiveness work, okay? And then that feeling will leave because the fire dragon of the year is coming at you and it's blowing the fire, all right? That's why you feel uncomfortable. It's saying, get this out of you so we can move you forward, right? And we all have times where we get mad and angry and whatever, right? And peed off, pissed off, we'll call it. But don't hold on to it. Don't drag it with you anymore. Okay. So if you can get package A, it'd be great. And just play them over and over. And then when you get a chance, find the north in your home, right? The north point of your house. And make sure there's no clutter there. There's okay. A reason for that. So I hope that helps you.
But they know, I know where the north is. Neighbors have has trees, but there are a bunch of trees in the north corner. And also another question, can I buy like a private session for $45? I saw on your website, and I think you do like 30-day healing. Will this be maybe even better than the package for me?
No,
you can do whatever you want, but you know.
Yeah.
Then why ask the question here?
No, the $45 was for a remote session. That's different than this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This one's a personal one, one-on-one, where we work together. Okay. Okay. In something similar to this.
Okay.
But so thank you, Tatiana.
You choose what works for you, okay, Tatiana?
Okay, that's fine. And the tree is nothing you can do about the tree. The neighbors have trees on, so I mean, I can't remember.
But she's talking about the north knoll or north part of your house, not the other person's house. So the north part of your house.
Yeah. Well, there are trees.
Yeah, so when we have a personal... When you have a personal session, we'll dive deep into that. But right now, use what I gave you and start working on that. And then, you know, decide, you know, A or B today.
Okay.
It's for you, right? I'm offering this as one of my gifts for people because at this time in, you know, that we're going in, there's a lot of fire energy pushing us forward. And a lot of things are going to come up in our lives, you know? So we want to get rid of that while we can. So I really appreciate everyone here today, all right, that asked questions or raised their hand. We might not have gotten to everybody, but, you know, that's why the packages are here. So I can reach, you know, you on that level one-on-one, all right? So recordings are very powerful. That I put together for everyone. Just think about 3 minutes. 3 minutes of your time, right? You're wasting that time worrying about something. Time wasting. When you could have done something, you know, to ground yourself, get centered, get aligned with what you're really, you know, looking for in your life, right? Think about that.
Sometimes it doesn't even have to take an hour. Yeah, it doesn't have to take an hour. You know, it can be really quick.
Yeah, that's why I did the 3-minute one. So now I would like to jump right into this, alignment that I want to bring in today.
The three pillar luck activation.
I'm going to call it alignment, right? So the three pillars are the heaven's luck, all right, the earth luck, and man's luck. We all have that. And it also is in astrology, it's in feng shui, and it's in our life. We can't, you know, shift it out of our life, right? Because it's there. So heaven's luck is 40% of the luck that you have. It comes from the heavenlies. It's our blessings, our good fortune. All right. It's created by our past actions and our deeds. All right. So it accumulates to become the luck we have now, which is karma, right? That's karma. So how is your luck, right? From the heavenlies, right? You can't change where you were born, who gave you birth, and where you live, right? That thing you can't change, but you can work on, clearing the karma. All right. Second one is earth luck. It's 30% of the luck that we have. It comes from the earth. And the way we are nourished by the earth's five elements. So they, using a feng shui energy with the five elements, it will bring about the creation of harmony in your life. So when you're living on the earth, all right, you'll have more harmony and peace in your life. So we want to bring balance there. And then with man's luck, it's 30% of our luck. It comes from the things we do to create our own fortune, okay? The decisions we make, right? When we take action and follow through with them, that's our choices, right? We talked about karma and a little feng shui and then our choices today. So we all have made choices, right? And that's what we're, dealing with right now, the choices we already made. So it's time to make a different choice, a better choice, a more powerful choice, which we never were given that option before, but now we are. So selenite, everybody that can get a wand of selenite, just don't let it get wet because it will, disintegrate. But selenite wands to clear your, energy off a lot, that works. That just came to me to give to people. So right now, we want to bring in this beautiful process here and activate the three pillars of luck in a positive way for each person listening. All right. So, let me just get everybody in tune with this luck pillar. All right. So everyone on this call and listeners that are listening right now, the luck pillars in your life, if they were, in disharmony in any area. So in the heaven's luck pillar, we're going to dive into the heaven's luck pillar right now. All right. Bring that consciousness state of being for each person into the crown chakra, into the heaven connection. Reconnect everybody to the heavenlies right now. Oh, clearing distractions. All right. Lack of motivation. Clear now. I see that in people. All right. Disharmony, the energy that's clogging up their connection. All right. Where they don't feel in tune with the heavenlies at all. They can't seem to connect. So let's clear that right now. Let's remove all that karmic residue that's there in the way. With a slight shift now, creating a new pillar of luck over them and their heavens right now. Open the heavens over them. Open the heavens over us right now. Anything not allowing that, clear away now. Reset, reset, reset. Activate and reset the heavens luck now. Everybody's going to receive differently. Second, earth luck. The five elements. Anywhere, anybody out of balance right now in the earth energy? The five element energy, where they don't have enough of one of the elements or overabundance of it. Let's clear that now. Let's make a way. Let's make room for the elements they need. put it in alignment in the right frequency right now, the right amount of the earth elements right now in them, around them, in their environment, allowing the harmony. Yes, takes a little patience, people, to align with that. Not only decluttering your house and cleaning things, organizing, keeping focused, but allowing yourself to feel the beautiful harmony of the earth. Third one, man's luck, okay? The things you do to create your own fortune, the decisions you make. Anybody in confusion energy, let's clear confusion. Clearing the fear from the past, clear now. Allowing a new vibrational state of being coming in where you match. Where you match your desires, your dreams, your goals. Clearing all threats, disharmony, war, entanglements to war energy. Feeling out of alignment, stuck, clear now. Erase the past. New future energy coming in right now. Allow it in, allow it in, allow it in. Clear. Clear that heart. Clear that heart that's there saying, not me, clear now. Disentangle from that, thank you. Allowing the three pillars of luck to be activated now with ease and grace. Anything not allowing that, clear now. Bring in a joy, a peace, a dance in their spirit, a dance in their soul, a spring in their step, a joy in their heart. Activate now. Overflow. Overflow of joy right now. More joy than they can handle. Even more joy than that. Even more joy than that. Upgrade to joy. Upgrade to joy. Upgrade to joy. Upgrade to joy right now. Start laughing, smiling. Smile lifts up your vibration to joy. Smile, smile, smile. You're on universal camera. Upgrade now. Upgrade now with ease and grace. And allow it to keep happening like a beautiful energy of golden stars, moons, moon glow at night. Let the radiance of the warm moon filling their soul at night while they sleep as well, waking them up refreshed and rejuvenated, full of joy of being alive, putting the foot forward to make that new choice today. Here we go, let it be as it is. And so it is. Namaste, that's done, thank you.
Ooh. Awesome. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. How's everybody feeling? Wasn't that great? I just wanted to stay in there. So it's like I look like I'm like sleeping now, but I just wanted to stay in that energy and keep receiving and keep absorbing.
Yeah, that's me too. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to listen to this again. Yeah, because I'm in another atmosphere when I'm doing this. And
wonderful,
to come back,
fabulous,
you know, it's
great.
Like,
oh. I'm sleepy, so it's not just me.
Yeah, if you need to rest, you know, lay down and allow your body to process the new joy. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. This full powerful energy, loved it. Thanks very much. That was amazing. Good. Smiling. Good. All right. Awesome. Good. And just, of course, the, you know, I will say this, but you can always go back and, you know, receive more because you can go back and watch or listen to this again. Right. So sleepy and laughing. Oh, nice. And smiling. Awesome. I love that. Good. I'm glad we're leaving you on a happy, joyful note, right? A happy, joyful vibration and frequency. Massive uplift. Oh, I love that, Jane. That's great. Yes. Massive uplift. Good. So yeah, thank you so much, Marlena. That was fantastic. And for all of you, all of your questions, feedback, and I think I missed some in the chat, but thank you. Feeling later, good. And of course, if you'd like to work more with Marlena, please do check out the packages, 57 for package A, which will be really, really helpful. And of course, package B, where you get to work with Marlena one-on-one, which is always, a bonus, I think. Definitely makes a big difference if you can work one-on-one. So if you can, great. If not, begin at least get package A. And she's made it quite affordable. So it's only $57. And so that way, you know, most everybody can afford it and get it and start working with it. Okay. Any last words of wisdom for us? We've had so much already, Marlena, but any last words you'd like to share?
I know. Well, look at the waves right behind Alara. We'll look at the waves right now. Behind us, whatever picture showing at this point. On my screen, it's you.
Exactly. In my screen, it's you, but it all works.
Right. So I love it. But Alara and I are both water energy, and it heals us. So the waves that are flowing behind, right, are energetic, beautiful, joyful waves, and they're coming into each and every one of us right now. So like I'm going to say all the time, the more joy, I don't care where you got to get it from, right? The more joy, the more money, the more friends, the more opportunities, the more, you know, the universe is like, how much joy can you handle, right? More joy. That's why I kept saying more joy. Even more than that. Even more than that. Even more than that. And it's going into you and you're like, oh my God, I've been craving this. You know, whatever you want in your life, you really want joy, right? What's your outcome when you get that job? Right.
Yeah.
So absolutely. How about having it inside you? Having it inside you already. I already got that job. I already got that money. I already got that, you know, that's your mindset when you finish with this package, and people are going to go, what happened to you? Right. And they're going to see this joyful expression happening in your, you know, world now. So if everybody wants joy in their life, you know, grab it inside of you. Joy is in you. Now, your belly button is your doorbell. I'm going to end with this. And think about it. It's your doorbell. If you take your thumb, whenever you're feeling not joy, press it and say, ding dong, joy is here. All right? We were a bundle of joy. That's where your joy is, right? It's connected to that. That's your doorbell. And it makes you laugh because it's so crazy. The universe gave that to me one night. They're like, you want your joy? I'm like, yes. And they're like, find your belly button. Okay. They're like, you were attached to your mom. You were a bundle of joy. So that's your joy point, right? We made a knot there. So we knotted up your joy for you. So it's in or out, whatever. Press it in. Ding dong, joy is here. Too. Right? That's where your joy is. It's right there. Now think about even the chakras. Where's the joy? Right there. Right? In the yellow, sunshine, beautiful joy. So think about it. When I'm in the sun, I have joy anyway, but
me I've too. Got joy absolutely. All the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it's raining, I'm like, you know, other people love the rain. I'm like, dude. I love the scenery with the palm trees, the ocean, the blue sky, the waves are coming. The waves of joy are just flowing into everybody now. It's going to continue. So whoever just pops on this video at any time, the waves of joy, I'm just going to infuse this video, this replay video, with more joy than they can absolutely handle. They're just going to start laughing. They won't even know why. They're going to have to come to this video. They're going to be, I'm looking for joy, and they might have been going to a wrestling video, and it's going to pop them over to here, and they're going to go, I can't get off this video, and it's happened to people, so I'm going to infuse it now and let it be. So everyone have a beautiful experience now. Also, St. Patrick's Day, the luck of the Irish, even if you're not Irish, it's activated in you right now. I love it. I have my wonderful little scarf here with Scott. It's got these shamrocks. I'm like, yay. Wonderful. So thank you, Alara. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Marlena. Thank you, everyone, for all your questions, comments, feedback. Thank you for being here, sharing this time with us on your Saturday. So thank you for that. And so the replay will be out shortly, so stay tuned for that email. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health, sending you so much love and blessings. Bye for now. Have a great, safe, and happy, joyful St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, if you're celebrating anyway. All right, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.